Sorry, 4 minutes each.
Oh, wait, 5 and 3. It'll be five and three.
Five and three, okay.
Okay. Minister, you will know this. In the Amazon, it represents half of the world's remaining rainforests. And last month, an area of 739 square kilometres was destroyed. Minister, that's equivalent to 2 football pitches every minute. So the equivalent of 2 football pitches every minute in the Amazon is being destroyed. You're doing commerce with one of the most right-wing political leaders in the world, in President Bolsonaro. Bolsonaro, a climate change denier. Somebody who is up to his neck with the ranchers and with the people who are destroying the rainforests. And he's not making a secret of this. This is what his agenda is. That's who funds him, that's who backs him, that's what he's all about. And if I'm a farmer in Donegal, or if I'm a farmer in any county in this state, and you're living up to very onerous environmental legislation, environmental regulations, inspectors checking your small farm, or whatever size it is, relying on that check, always worrying about the inspector, having your farm planners trying to make you live up to those standards that we are proud of in our beef sector, but it's tough, it's tough. And we talk to our young people to get the green flags flying above the schools. And we talk about climate change as the challenge of our generation, that there's a crisis, and these houses accept that there's a climate crisis. And with a serious face, our Irish proposed Commissioner Phil Hogan says this is a fair and balanced deal. This is an absolute scandal. This is an insult to all of the people who work in our beef sector, who try to live up to these standards that we're told are absolutely necessary because of the climate crisis we face. And now we propose a deal with somebody like Bolsonaro. And we say that don't worry, because he's going to sign up to the Paris protocols, and he's going to transform himself overnight from a climate denier to a Green Party candidate in the next presidential election in Brazil. This is absolute and utter nonsense. We know what this is about. This is about the people. This is about the people who inhabit the corridors of Brussels, the lobbyists for big business. This is about the major industries and corporations looking to get access to the South American markets to privatise their resources and to drive down their workers' rights. You can be sure of that. That's what this deal will be all about. And you know, it was said back in the day that we sold out the fishing communities. We sold them out, and we absolutely did, if you look at the waters we gave away. Well, what we are doing now, and I suppose it was always going to come to this, we are selling out the farming sector, the beef farmers who have been struggling for so many years, as my colleague Senator Marshall talked about, the cheap food policy in the EU, that we have forced farmers into this market model where the meat factories and the supermarkets and the corporations dictate the farming model. And farmers are forced away from practices that traditionally were organic and were environmentally sustainable to this type of intensive farming model that feeds this corporation-driven food policy.
4 minutes and a rough five.
How dare anybody in the European Commission lecture anybody in Ireland about our responsibilities in terms of climate? What utter, absolute hypocrites they are when they do commerce with somebody like Bolsonaro. When they see what is happening to our rainforests, when they see the environmental standards that these ranchers who got that guy elected live under. How dare anybody, any inspector, go to a farm across the state? How dare anybody lecture farmers across the state when they put this thing to ink? I am demanding, as a parliamentarian representing a rural community and representing many communities, joining my colleagues here on the other side of these houses, that this government do what's right. Do what's right. It's not just about the beef sector. It's about having consistency, about looking young people in the eye when they, those green flags are raised above their schools, looking them in the eye about their future, because this is a complete sellout of our beef sector. Our fishing sector was sold out before, and now it's a sellout of those people whose hearts are in climate change and doing what's right by our future.
Bravo.
Thanks, Senator. Senator Walsh, you have two...